Hey guys, if you are listening right now, it might sound a little bit different, might look a little bit different, but this is the Chrome Corner episode number 39. Today we are talking, obviously it's pretty close to Halloween here. We don't have a Halloween theme, but it is the closest episode to Halloween, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We are also going to talk about just some in general stuff. We're going to talk about the YouTube and some updates that are coming. We're bringing on somebody new to help us with the team. And we're also going to talk about Matt and the big show in Louisville next year. So let me get my script up or my little show notes up, and we will get this started. So, hey, guys, like I said, episode number 39 of the Chrome Corner podcast. I have not had my regular 3 or 4 cups of coffee today, so might be a little bit longer show. We'll see. But this is episode 39, and we're also going to talk about the Leyland Trucks, truck history episode that's coming out here on Friday as well. So, we rearranged our office. We have to expand here and, add a new person to our media staff. So I had to rearrange my desk and put it in a new place here in the office. And, we're using a new computer, or different computer for the podcast now. So all of the stuff is a little bit different, same microphone, different audio equipment though. Same webcam, but, you guys don't care about that, but, let's get into this show really quickly. Of course, we're going to talk about the YouTube mostly. Some other stuff we're going to talk about is the K100 project. I was just in there this morning looking at the cab over. So we've got some stuff that's going on with that. We're finishing up the planning phase, at the same time tearing it all down. So we're going to talk about all of that today. Okay. But first, let's talk about our good friends over at Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. They're over there in Greenville, Tennessee, which is on I-81, exit 36. They're our favorite people. They, of course, have an IHOP, Papa John's, and a Dunkin' Express. They're a BP gas station, obviously. And currently their diesel fuel price is $2.29. Make sure you stop by their huge facility that you can see here on the screen, Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. Some of the best people on earth. Go say hello to Jason and Daryl over there. Say hello and tell them that Chrome and Steer Radio sent you. We love those people over there, and they have a very, very clean facility that they just opened up more parking in, and also a new pet facility. So awesome people over there at Davy Crockett TA. Very, very happy to have them on board as a sponsor, and thank you so much for checking them out. Alrighty, so YouTube updates. Let me get to the YouTube right here. This is the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube. If you have not yet, please go over to our sister channel, Chrome and Steel Radio, over there on the YouTube channel, and go subscribe to them. They, of course, we put out videos for them as well. Maddie is the one that's producing all those videos. She recently did Bill Weaver and BJ and the Bear Trucking Culture episodes that premiered exclusively on Chrome and Steel Radio. So very happy to have them on board. And let's see if I can get into this. I'm going to make sure we have everybody on board. Hello. Hello, Cletus. Hello, everybody on board. Make sure you're following Chrome and Steel Radio. They're going to be releasing a new Trucking Culture episode, episode number 8, which is Moving On here. You guys have probably seen the TV series Moving On. Maddie did an entire, or is doing an entire Trucking Culture episode on Moving On. So very excited to see that. So new stuff coming there. Let's see what else is going on. So of course we're going to talk about the YouTube. Let's do that first, and then we'll do some trucking news, and then K100 stuff. Like I said, we are hiring a new media coordinator for both Jax Chrome and Chrome and Steel Radio. And that person is going to be taking care of a lot of the Chrome and Steel Radio stuff, including the Trucking Culture episodes and uploading all of those. They're also going to be doing some content for Jax Chrome, the Jax Chrome Shop channel. Personally, I would like to get up to 5 different videos a week on the Jax Chrome Shop channel. Currently, we do 3. We do one on Monday, the podcast, like this podcast, on Wednesday, and we also do a some kind of historical episode or kind of video on Friday. So we would like to get up to the point where we can do a video a day, so Monday through Friday videos, and hiring this media coordinator is obviously a step on the way to that. Our channel has grown like quite a bit over the past couple months, so we're very, very excited to have a new person on board. We're doing interviews today and hopefully hiring next week and getting them in here and trained and stuff. So that's going to open up a lot of stuff, but we hope you guys will enjoy, you know, 5 days of content. I don't know if it's ever too much content. I feel like everybody's pushing us to do more and more videos. Let us know in the comments if you would Would you like to see some kind of trucking content all 5 days of the week? You know, would you watch all of that? Is that too much content? We just kind of want your opinion on that because obviously we're hiring a new person, and if it's too much content, let us know. The eventual goal is obviously to do 5 videos a week for Jack's Chrome Shop, and then also to do 5 videos a week for Chrome and Steel Radio. We have some really cool stuff planned for that as well. But like I said, follow Chrome and Steel Radio, subscribe to them, subscribe to that channel because that is going to be where we do a lot of our culture content, music, and the podcast is over there. A lot of our friends' podcasts that are part of Chrome and Steel Radio, Bill Weaver, Hope Zavara, and Jerry Novak, all of their podcasts are over there, and they do some cool stuff also. So, a couple of the things that we wanted to talk about. We are doing new merchandise for the. I know this is super boring, and we're not talking about a lot of the YouTube stuff, but we are doing new merchandise for Jack's Chrome Shop and the YouTube. We have new shirts coming, hoodies. I know a lot of you have been. I've probably been asked like 13 or 14 times. Do you guys have hoodies? Do you guys have hoodies? We have hoodies coming. We just ordered them. Probably I don't even know, like a week ago. So they will be coming very soon. So if you guys want a Jack's Chrome Shop hoodie and rep those for us, that'd be awesome. But they will be on the website here in about a week. So new merchandise is coming. On top of that, we also have hats coming. I've always wanted a Jack's Chrome Shop hat. I think I have one that we've ever made. So we're getting a whole bunch made. A couple of the other YouTube updates, some of the new series like we were talking about earlier. We want to do a On This Day in Trucking series on Chrome and Steel Radio, which we've talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago. But essentially, what it's going to be is a video, a weekly video, where we will describe what happened on this day in trucking. For instance, today is October 28th, 2020. We would say we have an actual a calendar that we're going through right now. But essentially, what we want to do is, you know, on October 28th of whatever year in the history of trucking or whatever, this happened. You know, the Peterbilt blah 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 was released, or someone was born doing this, or you know, something important that's impactful to the trucking community. So just keep that in mind. That's something that we want to do for Chrome and Steel Radio. So that's why you should follow and subscribe to their channel. Because that'll be on there. It'll be a weekly video. We're also going to be doing a lot of product reviews here. I know a lot of you come to the YouTube for history and other kinds of just entertaining content. I would ask you guys to at least try and see if you like custom trucks and if you like that kind of stuff. We do a lot of custom truck parts here at Jack's Chrome Shop, and so we're going to be talking about in the future. We're going to be talking about custom truck parts and even just like production parts that we do for truck builds and stuff like that. It may not be everyone's cup of tea, the custom truck world, but if you guys would like to check that out, we will be doing product reviews and more vendor highlights. We have a quite a few vendors here at Jack's Chrome Shop that make some really, 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 really cool stuff. Whether it be custom steering wheels, custom floors, custom fenders, custom grills, bumpers, whatever it is, we do a lot of custom stuff here and we really enjoy doing that. And so we'd like to show you some of the stuff that we do here since it's so cool. Some other content that we're going to be doing in the future, if you're interested in the Trucks of War series, which I know a lot of you have been, we did Trucks of War from World War I all the way up through the Gulf War and Desert Storm and even the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. So we did Trucks of War there. We're going to probably go back through and do specific models. A lot of people want to hear about specific models that served in war. Obviously, because we have a YouTube format, it's a lot harder for us to do super, super long videos where we go detailed into every single model that was in a military theater or even in a generation. You know, we have a lot of people that talk to us about our 100 Years of Trucking episodes, which are 10 to 15 minutes long a piece, and we couldn't fit everything into one video for a decade. So we're going to go back through. We're going to go back and kind of do some of the really famous ones, the 6x6s and the deuces and all that kind of stuff, and we'll take care of those, and we'll do specific videos on those trucks in the Trucks of War series. So any of you guys who enjoyed those, keep an eye out for those. I also have a running list of diesel history episodes that we're going to be doing here soon, including Buddha. Let me pull it up really quickly because I'm going to say the wrong name. Buddha, we have a whole video idea board. We wanted to do Duramax at one point. I didn't want it to do. We were actually going to do that this week, and we kind of scratched that. But at some point, we may do a Duramax video, a Mercedes diesel video. Obviously, those are very famous over in Europe. Scania, Buda, Lister, Petter, Perkins, and Gray Marine diesel engines. Those are all on the list for diesel history. So we'll see about those. We'll probably get working on one of those diesel histories pretty soon here. People really, really liked the Detroit diesel. I think it did almost 400,000 views on Facebook alone, and then quite a few here on YouTube. So I'm glad you guys liked the diesel history videos. Those are a lot of fun to make. They're very taxing, though. That's why Detroit diesel took so long. There's not a lot of content out there for some of these older diesel manufacturers. So that's what's going on with diesel history. The last series that I wanted to talk to you guys about was international truck tours. We've already done a video on Australia. We did one recently, and people liked that a lot. But we'd like to go kind of around the world and do a couple history videos, or at least some current videos, and kind of cover what trucks are used across the world. Obviously, we're here in the United States of America, and so our view of trucks is very limited when it comes to, you know, the American market. We've got, you know, Peterbilt, Kenworth, Freightliner, Volvo, Mack, International, Western Star, some Hino stuff, and some also like some Isuzu and some import trucks. But there's obviously way, way, way more across the world. And so we would like to talk about those eventually, and the difference, even the differences between countries of the same area, of, you know, what's the difference and why. So we hope we can bring you some more truck content internationally because of that. So we'll see about that. International truck tours kind of low down our list on priorities of production, but we're trying to work that in. Hopefully with a new media coordinator, we can get that content made. So anyway, okay, that is the YouTube updates for the new video series on Jack's Chrome and Chrome and Steel Radio. So make sure you follow both of those. If you're here, you're already subscribed, I assume. We are going to be doing more giveaways. We have a couple different sponsors that would like to come on board to do more giveaways on the show here. Our view count is getting, not to brag or anything, but our view count is getting pretty high on certain things. And so they would like to give away some stuff so they can get some brand awareness out there, obviously, and you guys get giveaways. So we'll get you some cool stuff, and we're not going to work with anybody who we don't like their content or their products or whatever it is. And it's the same thing for my next point. We are going to be doing some collaborations with other YouTube channels. We're talking with a couple of them right now to either outfit trucks or work with them in some kind of collaboration, so we can all kind of have a community here, a trucking community here, and on YouTube specifically, and grow that. So we're not going to work with anybody that we don't either think is tasteful, or any kind of company that doesn't make a product we don't believe in. Obviously, the YouTube channel here for Jack's Chrome is not meant to be a revenue source, honestly. And it's mostly for, A, we like to entertain people, and B, to market to people, obviously. This helps us brand our company. So we want to give you guys stuff not only from the Chrome Shop. We'll be giving away a lot of merchandise here soon, hoodies, shirts, hats, and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to be giving away Chrome parts also, and some other sponsor stuff. So that's what's going on. Giveaways and collaborations coming up very soon. We're at almost 36,000 subscribers, hopefully hitting 50,000 here at some point. So can't wait to just work on the YouTube, and we're not going anywhere. So we want to grow the show, like I said, 5 shows a week. And if you guys have any questions or any suggestions for the YouTube, please let us know, because we're not going anywhere, and we want to hear your opinions of what's going on. So anyway, enough rambling about that. Let's do a quick plug for Jack's Chrome Shop, the website, like we were just talking about Chrome parts, and we'll get through that real quick. We'll do some trucking news, and then I need people to comment. Either if you're on YouTube live right now, make a comment, and we're going to be giving away a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt, or if you're on the Facebook or any of the other platforms that we're going to upload this to later, please leave a comment and let us know just your opinion, or whatever you want to leave in the comment section, and we will put you in the the pool for the giveaway for the Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt. So we give away a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt every week, and so just put a comment anywhere and we will put you in the raffle. Anyway, so Jack's Chrome Shop, of course, is the other sponsor of this podcast. It's been family-owned and operated since our beginning in 2017. We have thousands of in-stock Chrome parts for Peterbilts, Kenworths, Freightliners, Mack's, Internationals, and Volvo trucks, of course. October is ending here, our spooky sale. We have $50 off grills, $50 off of visors. Spooky items are 15 to 40% off. And last but not least, SH tube shifters are $50 off. So if you guys are, show truck guys out there, you just want to make your rig look a little bit better, go to jackschromeshop.com. And we have a lot of sales that are going on this month. And in November, we have a whole season of savings that we're going to announce here when November starts up, probably on next week's podcast. But we have Hogebelt fenders, Roadworks battery and toolboxes, Renegade Rebel metal polish, center panels and mud flap hangers, and again, SH tube shifters are all on sale in November. So anyway, jackscrimshop.com. I have customer service people out there waiting for your call at the moment. Let them know that Chrome and Steel Radio and the podcast sent you. So thank you so much, and go check them out, jackscrimshop.com. All right. Comment something, like I said, in the chat if you're here. Hello, Diesel Rescue. Good to see you. I have to condition myself now because I keep saying diesel instead of diesel. And a couple people have kind of commented on that. So I'm going to try not to say diesel anymore. I don't know why I keep doing that. I apologize. But what's going on with this? Okay, Davy Crockett. And once again, this is jackscrumshop.com. Let me get to my script real quick. We need to do some trucking news. Obviously, it is October 28th, 2020. And one of the big things that is coming up, if you haven't heard, which I'm sure you have if you're on social media at all, is that voting season is coming up very, very soon, aka next Tuesday. It is 6 days away. So all I'm saying right now, guys, if you are watching and you are a United States citizen, go vote, please. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to say anything political. We're not going to go down that route. All I'm saying is just go vote. It's an important civic duty, obviously. If you're a United States citizen, it's something you have to register for, but please go vote. Even if you're a truck driver, there are multiple ways that you can vote. And honestly, I did not even think about how truckers or drivers in general voted until a couple weeks ago. Basically, I was like, how do drivers vote? I never really put that together. But a couple of ways that people do is absentee voting, obviously early voting. And since there's so many kind of weird, really weird rules right now with COVID here in the United States of America, it's been very interesting to see how voting laws are going down. And thank you also, by the way, I want to say to truckernews.com, who this article came from. Shout out to them. But voting in the United States of America, I think, is very important. And, obviously, it says in this article, all states offer mail-in or absentee ballots for the general election. In fact, in light of COVID-19 concerns, most or all voters in 10 states and the District of Columbia will automatically receive ballots in the mail this year. So, obviously, there are ways you can vote as a driver out there. And even as a person, if you don't want to go to the polls, you can mail in. But definitely vote. The election is technically, I believe it's the 3rd of November, which is next Tuesday. So make sure you go vote. You can go to basically any website, depending on what state you on, depending on what state you're in, and you can check on your voter status and registration. So make sure you vote. Once again, not political whatsoever. I'm not telling anyone who to vote for, who I'm supporting, but this is an important election. Make your voice heard. That's it. Okay, what's going on with the overhaul of the cab over? We're going to get to that in like 2 seconds, going to do some trucking news, and then I'll talk about the K100 because I'm going to go out there and work on it right after the podcast. Okay, so go vote. That's really important. You have, like 6 days. Make sure you're registered. Go vote, and if you're a driver, get an absentee ballot. It may be too late for that, or go find a ballot box, ballot location. In the meantime, okay, so second article. We'll get through this real quick, talk about the K100, and we can get out of here. Come on. Okay, thank you to CDL Life for this article. This came from actually 5 days ago, so earlier last week, actually. Let's not destroy my microphone. Sorry, guys. The Work Truck Show, which is here in Indianapolis, which Indianapolis is only a couple miles down the road from us, on 65, about an hour away, was scheduled for next year, 2021, somewhere around March, I would believe, the 7th through the 10th of next year would probably be the right date, or somewhere around there. I would guess 5th through 7th, and maybe. They don't have the official dates for it here. But It is canceled. This is one of the shows. Actually, this was the first show that Maddie, our producer, ever went to. And it's unfortunate, but it is canceled for 2021. I think it's, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. I think that we are canceling shows a little bit too early now. It's like 5 months away. But the Work Truck show for 2021 is canceled, unfortunately. And they have rescheduled it, obviously, to 2022. But they basically said the NTEA, the Association for the Work Truck Industry, has chosen to cancel the show originally scheduled for early March 2021, believing that the in-person event in Indianapolis would not be feasible for 2021 because of the coronavirus pandemic. So, I don't know if that's true. Seems like it's quite a ways away, but we will see what happens there. We did go to the Work Truck show, I believe, in 2018. And there's not a lot of chrome there, obviously, so it's not my my cup of tea, but there's a lot of trucks and a lot of people there. So, unfortunate to see that go, and we will see them in 2022, because it's just right down the road from us. And what do you guys think about canceling these shows early? You let me know. I'm trying to get some more feedback here. What do you guys think about canceling these shows so early? I know a lot of shows have been canceled this year alone. Obviously, basically all of them. GATS, GBATS, MATS was canceled. Everything was canceled. What do you think about canceling shows for 2021? Do you think it's too early right now? Do we wait a little while? You know, let me know in the comments below. Seems a little bit early for me, honestly. Going over to more truck show news, obviously, we are going to be at MATS, which is hopefully going to happen in late March of 2021. It will be the 50th. That is right, 50th. I'm going to bring this up here. 50th, 50 years of MATS. That just seems like a really long time to me. That is twice my lifetime. And there will be 72,500 attendees approximately, they're saying. And I think this is going to be a big one, guys. I think the Mid-American Trucking Show 50th anniversary 2021 show is going to be a big one for a couple reasons. And so we can get this on camera. So when this happens, we can come back to this podcast, episode 39, then I'll be proved right. Okay, so I think that for sure, obviously this is going to be a big show because it's the 50th anniversary. So I think Peterbilt may release their replacement for the 389. I think that's very possible. The 389 came out in 2008, and I've heard rumors of the 389 being either updated or replaced, or the replacement for the 389 being released for the past probably 2 or 3 years. I think the project's done, and I think the replacement for the 389 is coming at the 50th anniversary MATS show. I think that's the best time to release it. They released the W990, which I assume will be similar to the 389 replacement. They released that 2 years ago at the 2018. I believe it was the 2018 or 2019 MATS show. So it's coming, and I think the 50th anniversary show will be the show to be at, because I think that's where it's going to happen. So you guys know now, we will have a booth for Jack's Chrome Shop and a booth for Chrome Lipstick Radio at the big Mid-American Trucking Show in 2021. If you guys would like to see us, and you'd like to meet Maddie or myself or any of the other hosts here, at Chrome and Steer Radio or our new media coordinator, come by. Some of you, I'm sure, will be at the Mid-American Trucking Show. Come by our booth, Jack's Chrome Shop or Chrome and Steer Radio, and we will come take care of you. We'll have merch. We'll have a bunch of stuff to give you guys, posters and decals and all that kind of stuff. But definitely come to the 50th anniversary MATS show, and that is, I believe, the 25th through the 27th of 2021. 50 years, Louisville, Kentucky. Make your reservations now. Because all the hotels and all of the lodging spaces will be gone very soon here. So anyway, that's the MATS show. Work Truck Show is canceled. We talked about that. Truckers voting, we talked about that. Let's talk K100 restoration. I have a list up here on my phone. And let's see. It is right here. We are slowly planning this K100 restoration. It's taken quite a bit just because it is going to be an in-depth build, and we've talked about this before. This truck is pretty rough. It does run. It does not drive because the bags are out of it, and I'm going to go work on it right after this podcast, actually. But I have a list on my phone here, right here, of all of the parts that we are going to be putting on this truck. I like to plan stuff out. That's kind of my thing. I like to plan all my builds out before we start working on them and then kind of, If we have to veer off the path or whatever the plan is, then we do that. Okay. So we are finalizing the last parts of the build right now. Currently, I have the bumper and the grill to get off of this truck, and we are filming an entire episode of that that's coming out on Monday. But the grill and the bumper still need to come off. I've got to get the last couple bolts out of there because they are seized bad in that truck. So we got to get those. I want to get the tanks off as well. And start getting essentially what I want to do is I want to take the entire truck, take all the metal pieces off of it. So we have cab frame. We'll take the fucking, I can't believe I just said a bad word. I'm so sorry. Apologize my French. It's a habit, but to take the cab and the frame, we want to take the cab off. We have to do some body work on it. There's a couple pieces that are either broken or kind of chipped off or, torn. It's fiberglass, obviously, so it's easily repairable, but we're going to have to do some body work on it and then send it to paint. So there's a lot of work there on that truck, but we have to start tearing stuff down. I just haven't had a lot of time. We've been working on the shop and getting that going with our new shop in there, and it's just been a huge time sink to get that done. But the stacks, I'm still working on. There's a whole, essentially a frame on the back of the truck, which I'll show you guys in the next video, of how the stacks and the breather, or the intake breather, how they're mounted on the back of the truck, essentially. So I'm trying to figure out, I've been looking at quite a few options of how people mount their stacks on the back of the K100. And I think I figured out a way that I can do a dual 8-inch exhaust on the back and also breathers back there. I've seen a couple different ways of people doing it. But I'm trying to figure out the fabrication I'm going to need to do in order to make that frame strong enough to hold those. So that's kind of one of the big problems I'm having right now. But we're working in two different ways. We're working on stripping the truck down from one way and working on getting the parts for it on the build-up on the other way. A lot of the parts that are going on the K100 are going to be specialty custom parts. Putting a one-of-a-kind bumper on there, a very rare visor from 12-gauge Customs. We're putting a custom interior into it. T-bars will be all custom. The fenders, I'm not sure. That's one thing I haven't figured out yet. I'm not sure if I want to go with Hogue-built stainless fenders or single fiberglass fenders. But we're going to figure that out here soon. It is a 10 speed right now, with a 400 big cam Cummins in it, but I'm trying to figure out if I want to leave it as that, or if I want to change the 10 speed out for something like a 15 or an 18. The real thing that I'm thinking about right now is I'm not sure if I want to put this truck to work, afterwards, and do some other stuff with it, or if it's just going to be strictly a show truck. I'm still trying to figure that out, but I'm going to build it as of right now as just a show truck. Besides that, we've got cab panels, deck plate that are all being custom made. It's going to be a very cool truck. Black and red is the theme, obviously, because that's our theme here. And with some kind of Blackjack logo on the back. I want to make a custom logo just for the truck that's going to be Blackjack with the truck on it. And then we're going to do a t-shirt that's going to be a Project Blackjack shirt for the shop. So that is kind of the K100 update. Those are the plans we have. That's kind of the plans we have right now for the K100. It is, like I said, a project, and we are just kind of stripping it down as much as we can right now. That truck, like I said, is rusty as all get out, and we've used a bunch of WD-40 on it. I've had a couple suggestions on the YouTube videos of what we can use to get those bolts out without having to melt them out. And I just don't want to do that because I believe it's an aluminum frame and or the aluminum. I guess where the bumper holds on right there is an aluminum bracket, and I don't want to mess those up. It'll be a pain in the, you know what, to redrill, so, or retap. So we'll see what's going on. I have some more tools and stuff like that that I've ordered to help work on the truck since it is so old, and we're going to need some specialty tools, but that's okay. Besides that, that is the K100 restoration. That's basically where it's at right now. If you have any questions about where it's going or what's going on it, let us know. For a lot of you guys have been, maybe not, I don't want to say complaining is not the right word, but have been very anxious to see the updates on the K100. Unfortunately, the truck is going to take quite a bit to strip down, stretch the frame, paint, all that kind of stuff. So we may have that K100 restoration series around for, you know, months and months and months. It might be quite a while. I'm thinking probably 25 to 30 episodes of the K100 restoration, if not more. It does take a lot of time to do those. I just want to let everybody know that. So if it would have been like more of a nicer truck that we, that was already kind of pre-built or was a better shell, it would have been a lot easier to just strip stuff off, repair some of the small damage or whatever, and then go from there. But this is going to take a lot more work and physical labor on our part to get it done. So that's just how it is. I hope you guys will stay tuned for all of that and all of the build. We love suggestions, and we love to hear from you guys on your opinions on the build. Hopefully we can do you guys right by building this in a badass way. Excuse my French again. Anyway, besides that, that's the K100 update right there. That's basically the show. If you guys have any questions or any comments here really quickly before we get out of here, awesome. Otherwise, thanks for spending your noon here at Chrome and Steer Radio and Jack's Chrome Shop on the Chrome Corner Podcast. Hope you guys like the new setup. It's a little bit different than it was before, but this is what it's going to be from now on. This is a lot easier on Maddie and myself when it comes to computers. Yeah. Besides that, make sure you check out our sponsors, Davey Crockett, TA Travel Center, Exit 36 on I-81, Greenville, Tennessee. We love them. And Jack's Chrome Shop. Like I said, we have a bunch of sales going on here at the end of October for the spooky sale. A lot of like spooky Halloween themed products that are on sale right now. And then November, we have a huge season of sales, including Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, a whole weekend of Chrome sales and merchandise sales. So if you guys want the new shirts, new hats, new hoodies, they will all be on sale Black Friday through Cyber Monday. So that's what's going on right there. Make sure you guys comment in the chat right now. You'll be entered to win a Chrome and Steer Radio t-shirt. It's free. I'm wearing Jack's Chrome Shop shirt, but it's very similar to this black shirt with the Chrome and Steer Radio logo on it. We will ship you one for free. All you have to do is comment below and you are entered to win. Yes. ChromeandSteerRadio.com is our last plug. We are redesigning it right now. I'm redesigning it so that we can get it a little bit more easy to use, and you guys can use some of the features, including the new calendar that's going to include On This Day in Trucking. So that's all going to be happening here. ChromeandSteerRadio.com, check it out. Bill Weaver's entire album collection is on there. I'm sure many of you have listened to Bill Weaver before. Please go on there and purchase his albums and his Bill Weaver Music t-shirts, along with Hope Zavara's Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream. I have one bottle left. I love it. It's a mint pain relief cream that is awesome and numbs just about everything. It's great. So go check that out. ChromeandSteerRadio.com in the shop. Sorry, two more things. Audio versions, which I want to bring up on screen because a lot of you guys have been asking me about these. We do obviously have these podcasts in video format, but we also want to bring them to you in audio format so you don't have to watch something. You can just listen to it while you drive or whatever you're doing, work. But if you go to Chrome and Steel Radio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you'll find us. Also, anchor.fm/chrome-and-steel-radio is our anchor platform, so you can listen to all of our podcasts on there. Let me see if I can get one of these two to actually run. Maybe this will, maybe it won't. Oh, there you go. Maybe you can hear that. Yep, that was my podcast last week that we uploaded to all these different platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the big ones you'll probably see, but they're all up there. If you want to listen to us instead of watching us, go for that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We have the same thing for Jack's Chrome Shop now, too, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We've been uploading all of the truck history episodes along with 100 Years of Trucking, and all of diesel history is up on the audio format right here. But we've got history of Peterbilt Motors, Kenworth Truck, Western Star International, all the 100 years of trucking stuff. So if you want to listen to these past episodes in our entire collection, we are slowly uploading those up there. So, man, lots of stuff to go through. But we are trying to make our content available on as many platforms as we possibly can so you guys can enjoy it. Last but not least, of course, is the other shows on the Chrome and Steer Radio podcast platform. A Daily Dose of Hope, which is hosted by Hope Zavara, is all about health and wellness and mental wellness and yoga and all that kind of stuff. That is hosted by Hope Zavara, and that happens every Thursday, so tomorrow, at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Bull Holland BS, of course, is 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Jerry Novak, our good friend Jerry Novak. He's always on the road hauling cattle. And he is a real cowboy out there. And if you would like to hear some real cowboy stories, please go watch Bull Hall and BS every Monday at 9 p.m. Sorry, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, this podcast happens almost every Wednesday, hopefully, if we're here. But Chrome Corner Podcast every Wednesday, noon Eastern Standard Time. Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you follow all of our links on social media and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to have to not hit this microphone anymore. This is kind of an interesting setup, so I'm getting used to it. But thank you guys so much for watching, and you will see me next week, Wednesday, noon Eastern Standard Time. Thanks, guys, so much, and we will see you next time.